New Country, Z100, Miranda Lambert and the Pistolannies. I got my name changed back at 737, which brings me to this. The Ever After Bridal Fair is coming, and it's happening this Sunday from noon to 5. Brides-to-be, get pre-registered at Z100FM.com. Yes, the pavilion will be alive and well with everybody in the wedding business. So I play that song leading up here. So I'm like, well, Ken, that's a divorce song. I know. I'll tell you something. Been through a couple divorces myself. It's not fun. I don't care what they say. There's nothing fun about a divorce. And so Kent's wedding tips number 4 today. I'm keeping it as real as I possibly can. I'm being open and transparent with you today and very vulnerable. And I'm telling you this. Don't marry someone you shouldn't. Are all of your friends and close family members questioning your choice of partners in life? Maybe you should take a moment and just hear their concerns. If they're coming to you with reasonable concerns, maybe they are noticing some red flags that you are not. Okay? And once again, I am speaking to you from the heart. Okay? Okay. Sometimes the signs don't appear until a couple years after you tie the knot. Sometimes they are there in blatant daylight before you sign your name on the wedding contract document that is filed at the courthouse that says you are legally married. The thing is this, and I think we as citizens of this great United States of America have become so kind of desensitized to the magnitude of what we are doing at a wedding ceremony. What you are doing is this. You are making a sacred vow before God, your family, your friends, your guests in the world to love this person until death do you part. It's a pretty big deal. It's a pretty big deal. So, maybe if you're getting some warning signs, hear out your friends and your family. Talk to someone, especially in the case of like, well, they'll change after we get married. Okay, maybe, but chances are, still going to stay the same. Also, I think another good thing to do, to really want to make sure this is the one. Sometimes when we're dating, we don't want to let the other person know that we do real life stuff. Case in point, I think maybe before you tie the knot, both of you need to go eat a whole bunch of Mexican food one night and then hang out. And if you can make your way through that, okay, you can do some things. If you can go buy a piece of furniture that you put together yourself and put it together without getting into a huge argument, and you're still friends and you still love each other, then that's a pretty good test right there, too. I put some more signs up on my blog at Z100FM.com. In all seriousness, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And I can talk to you from the heart right here because the big D is something that if you can avoid it, I would say that is the way to go. All right, my friend. Cool. I'm glad we had that heart-to-heart talk right there. And don't forget, Ever After Bridal Fair is coming up this Sunday. Get pre-registered today at Z100FM.com. Kent's wedding tips, keeping it real today. Man. California.